5章.
So the passages for today's sermon is from 1 Timothy chapter 5.
第17到第21节.
Verses 17 to 21.
我们过去 这大半年都在提摩太前书里面讲神的话。
So in the past, we've been dwelling on 1 Timothy to study God's Word.
我想大家已经有一点概念了。So
you probably already have some good understandings and thoughts on this.
就是呢,提摩太前书这本书呢,提到关于教会的事情提到的不少。So
the focus of this this book is on the a lot of it is on this on the church.
因为这就是提摩太前书的主题。
Because that is the central theme of the book.
在第三章末后讲到这是神的家中的事情，神的家就是他的教会。
So at the end of chapter 3, it was talking about the house of the Lord, which is the church.
那所以讲到神的教会里面的时候呢，在提摩太前书里面多次的提到关于长老或者是教会里面牧人的这个题目。
So when it was mentioning the church, frequently the topic was on the elder or the leaders of the church.
他也提到在教会里面男人和女人的 职责是如何。
It also discusses the responsibilities of men and women in the church.
我们在第五章的时候有一件事情很有意思。
So in chapter 5, something very interesting happens.
这个也是我们可以注意的。
This is something that we can also pay attention to.
有些人批评教会或批评圣经。
So sometimes people criticize the church or the Bible.
说圣经里面教的是大男人主义。
And they say that the Bible promotes male chauvinism.
重男轻女。
Or they emphasize the men and de-emphasizes the women.
只有男人可以做教会的长老，对不对？
And it says that only the men can serve as elders in the church.
只有长老可以做教导的工作。
And only the elders can teach in the church.
也就是说只有男人可以在教会里面做带领或做头。
So in other words, only men can be leaders in the church.
这是一个错误的观察和错误的结论。
And that's both a wrong observation, also a wrong conclusion.
事实上在圣经里面我们看见神对女人的心意是非常非常的注重的。
So we actually see that in the Bible, God pays a great deal of attention to the role of women.
而且神对男人的要求是属于神的男人是你们要尊重而且你们要照顾这个属神的女儿。
And his word for the men is they have to take care of and also respect the daughters of God.
你看我们在第五章里面，两周前。 当刘长老在分享的时候，讲到教会里面的女人，敬虔的女人是怎么样子的服侍神。
So, if you recall 2 weeks ago, Elder Liu, when he was sharing about chapter 5, he was talking about how the women are serving in the church.
对了， Elder Liu 英文你翻译 Pastor Alex 听起来比较顺。
Okay, Pastor Alex.
对啊，那然后呢？ 这个第五章里面，你知道讲到女人的经文比讲到男人的经文还多。And
you probably didn't notice that in chapter 5, more verses were related to women than to men.
第五章里面总共有25节。So
there are 25 verses in chapter 5.
14节讲到的是教会的女人。And
14 were related to women in the church.
那今天我们要看的呢，这个经文的一部分讲到男人，也讲到教会的长老，只有9节而已。
And today we're going to be looking at verses about church elders and men, and there are only 9 verses in total.
从神的观点来看,
so from the point of view of God,
神的心意对男人对女人是平等的。
God's heart towards men and women is equal.
重点是男人跟女人是不同的。
And the important point is that men and women are different.
彼此之间是非常非常协调的，互相配合的。
And they have a coordinating role, And they're complementing each other.
所以如果我们从客观的角度, 而且是从一个好学的角度来认识神的话语,
if we have an objective point of view, or if you really want to find out,
我们就会发现神从来就不重男轻女。
We will actually see that God never really emphasizes men over women.
是男女平等。
And men and women are equal.
而且就某一方面来讲, 神要属神的男人是尊敬而且是爱护女人的。
And to a lot of extent, the men of God are to respect and to care for the men of the women of God.
将爱神的女人，也就是教会里面的姊妹，是摆在他的之前的这样子去服侍。
And they are to serve the sisters in the church, the believers, the sisters, actually front and center.
当然，这样的教导对于教会的姊妹来讲也是一样的。姊妹也是要把这些弟兄摆在他们之前，来爱他们，来跟随他们，来一同的服侍。
And at the same time, the teaching is the same for the sisters of the church. They are to again to respect and to serve, and also the men of the church.
好，做一个祷告开始。
So let us pray.
天父，我们今天早晨，我们感谢您。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning.
今天我们在你的家中，我们聚会，主属于你的孩子，我们来到你的面前，我们是敬拜你。This
morning we gather here, your children are gathering here to worship you.
唱诗歌的时候，我们用口来颂赞你。And
when we sing the hymns, we are worshiping you using our mouth.
聆听你话语的时候，我们用我们的心灵来赞美你。
And as we listen to your words, we are praising you within our heart.
当我们彼此弟兄姐妹们彼此交接的时候，主，我们用彼此的爱，我们来荣耀你。And
as we fellowship with one another, we are offering up our love for you.
求主你今天与我们同在。We
pray that your presence will be with us.
求圣灵今天亲自的来将你的话语向我们教导的明白。
And pray that your Holy Spirit will give us understanding of your word. And we pray this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那我们来读一下今天的这段经文。
So let us read the verses of today.
提摩太前书第一章，第五章。
First Timothy chapter 5.
17到21节。
Verses 17 to 21.
那善于管理教会的长老当以为配受加倍的敬奉，那劳苦传道教导人的更当如此。因为经上说，牛在场上踹鼓的时候不可拢住他的嘴，又说，工人得工价是应当的。控告长老的臣子，非有两三个见证就不要收。犯罪的人当在众人面前责备他，叫其余的人也可以惧怕。 我在神和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你，要遵守这些话，不可存成见，行事也不可有偏心。Verse
17, the elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching. For scripture says, do not muzzle an ox while it is treading out the grain, and the worker deserves his wages. Do not entertain an accusation against an elder unless it is brought by two or three witnesses. But those elders who are sinning, you are to reprove before everyone, so that the others may take warning. I charge you in the sight of God and Christ Jesus and the elect angels to keep these instructions without partiality and to do nothing out of favoritism.
当我们在看这一段经文的时候,
So as we're reading these verses,
你们觉得这段经文是在讲给长老听呢，讲给牧人听呢，还是讲给教会听？
Do you think these verses are meant to be heard by the shepherds of the church or meant for the flock of the church?
它是在讲长老的事呢，还是在讲教会的事？
Is it talking about matters related to the elder or matters related to the church?
答案是都是。
And the answer is all of them.
在神的心意里面， 神的教会是主耶稣基督的身体。
So in God's will, the church is the body of Christ Jesus.
教会就是属神的儿女。
And the church is the body of believers.
也就是说今天我们在座的只要我们是神的儿女我们就是主耶稣基督的身体。
So in other words, if we are believers, then we are the body of Christ.
今天如果我们是神的儿女我们就是教会的组成。
If we are the children of God, then we together form the church.
教会里面一切需要的都是神供应的。
And everything that the church needs or requires is provided by God.
所以在教会里面神说我在众羊群里面我要赐给他们牧者。
So when God says, I will give a shepherd for the flock.
因为这是教会所需要的所以神说我供应。
Because this is what the church needs and therefore God says I will provide.
我们看以弗所书第四章。
So if we go to the book of Ephesians chapter 4,
以弗所书第四章我们看我们从第十一节开始看。
So chapter 4 in Ephesians, if we start from verse 11,
我们读十一和十二节。
Let's read verses 11 and 12.
他这里讲到的他就是主耶稣基督。
So when it says he, it's talking about Christ.
我们在第四章的前面我们可以看见很清楚这个代名词所指的是主耶稣基督。
So in the first part of chapter 4, we see that this he is referring to Christ.
他所赐的就是他所赐给教会的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师。
So Christ himself gave And he was giving this to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers.
为要成全圣徒各尽其职建立基督的身体。
To equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
如果我们仔细的看第四章的时候我们会发现十一节里面说主耶稣基督所赐的这个是讲到主耶稣基督好像将一个礼物给了教会。
So if we pay a more detailed attention to verse 11, we see that this when Christ gave, he was giving giving a gift.
这个礼物是人所不能够给的。
And this gift is not something that men can give.
为什么呢？
And why not?
因为这个目的，这些礼物的目的是第十二节，是要让这个教会里面所有的圣徒，也就是教会能够各尽其职，能够建立起基督自己的身体。
And because in verse 12 it says, the purpose is to equip God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
第十五节告诉我们说有爱心说诚实话凡事长进连于元首基督。
So in verse 15 it says, instead speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ.
教会里面只有一个头。
So there's only one head in the church.
这个头就是主耶稣基督。
And that's Christ Jesus.
教会里面的头不是牧师。
And the head of the church is not the pastor.
不是当地的教会全世界的所有的信徒当中没有一个人是做头的。
It's not just for a local church. In the worldwide body of believers, there's no single person that is the head.
如果一个自称为教会的组织在人里面有一个做头的这不是神的教会。
So if the church declares that there is someone that is the head of the church, a person,then this is not what God intended.
在神的教会里面等级只有两等。
So in God's church, there are only two types of people.
一个是头。
One is the head.
其他的全部都是身体。
And the other parts are parts of the body.
这个头是主耶稣基督。
The head is Christ.
他是神。
And he is God.
其他的人都是身体。
And all the other people are believers, their bodies of the church.
所以只有人跟神的这两级的分别。
So there's only the difference between man and God.
那主耶稣基督赐给教会里面这些礼物，为着让教会能够怎么样？第十二节，各尽其职，建造他自己的身体。
So the gifts that God has given us is so that we can be equipped for service to build up the body of Christ.
他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师。
And the gifts that He has given us include the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
使徒和先知在以弗所书第二章里面讲得很清楚，使徒和先知是神赐给是在初期教会的时候赐给教会特定职位的两种人。
So it's evident from chapter 2 in Ephesians that apostles and prophets are God's special gift to the early church.
他们是建造教会根基的这群人。
And they are they are to establish the foundation of the church.
主耶稣基督是房角石，使徒和先知是这个基石，教会的基石。
So Christ is the cornerstone of the church, and then the apostles and the prophets are the foundations.
So 今天教会已经成立了。
So today the church has already been created.
教会的基础已经奠定了。
And the foundations of the church has already been established.
神不会再把教会的基础重新挖起来，再建一个不一样的基础。
So God is not going to dig up the foundation again and then reestablish it.
神的话已经完成了，完整的在这边向我们启明了。
So the word of God has already been given to us in completion.
所以使徒跟先知今天在我们的生命当中是他们的话继续不断的在做我们信仰的信心的基础。
So as to apostles and prophets, their words are still with, impacting our lives.
所以今天在教会里面没有使徒，也没有先知这两种职分。
So in today's church, we no longer have apostles and prophets.
至少不像是在初期教会这样子的所谓使徒和先知。
So at least not like the apostles and the prophets in the early churches.
也就是说，他们直接的代替神讲神的话，然后并且他们有神迹奇事跟着他们。
So in the early church, the apostles and prophets, they have direct revelations from God, and they also perform miracles and signs.
但是今天呢，在教会里面，就如同初期教会一样，有这群专门传福音的人。
But just like in the early churches, in today's time, the church also has a group of people that are proclaiming the gospel.
他们也许是宣教士。
And they may be missionaries.
也许是开拓教会的人。
They may be church planters.
然后呢，在教会里面有这个牧人和教师。
And there are also pastors and teachers in the church.
也就是说，牧养的和教导人的这种人。
There are people that are committed to teaching and also shepherding.
事实上，传福音、牧养和教导就是长老、牧人的工作。
Actually, spreading the gospel, teaching, and then shepherding, that's the description of elders.
在教会里面，神所赐给教会的有这群人，他们是应该是从神那边有领受特别的恩赐，使得他们可以在教会里面做教导、牧养、带领的工作。
So this group of people in the church, they have special callings from God. To shepherd and to teach from the Bible.
但是牧养、带领跟教导只有一个目的。
But shepherding and teaching has only one purpose.
那就是十二节里面讲的要成全圣徒，使得他们能够各尽其职。
And the purpose is to equip God's people for works of service and to build up the body of.
什么叫做成全圣徒各尽其职？
So what does it mean to equip His people for service?
可不可以讲的白话一点？
Is it possible to put it in plain English?
今天早上在主日学的时候，我们提到中文圣经是新约圣经1906年翻译的。
So today in Sunday school, we mentioned that the Chinese versions of the New Testament was translated in 1906.
100年前写的。
That was a little bit more than 100 years ago.
所以今天我们不会说成全圣徒各尽其职。
So today we won't say that. We don't say that in today's language.
成全圣徒就是使教会里面信主的属于神的儿女，这个叫做圣徒。
So,
对不起，我是注意用中文讲到，我没有注意英文，你有怎么翻？
So the
God's people.
God's people refers to the believers.
英文版本里面就有些翻成圣徒，有些就翻译成神的儿女。
So in the English Bible, this word was translated as God's people.
我们要了解，只要我们接受了主耶稣基督的救恩，成为了神的儿女，我们就是圣徒。
So we need to understand the fact that after we have accepted Christ, we have accepted His salvation, then we have become His people.
不是因为我自己是一个圣人，
and not because I am a saint,
或者我已经完全了，
or I am complete without fault.
是因为主耶稣基督使我成圣，
and it's because the Lord Jesus Christ has sanctified me.
我之所以能够配称为一个圣徒，是因为主耶稣基督的圣洁使我今天能够以一个做他门徒的身份说，在神的眼中我是圣徒。
And the reason that we can be called sanctified is because the Lord Christ Himself has enabled me to be the children of God.
各尽其职是什么意思？
So what does it mean to equip people for works of service?
To be equipped for works of service. 各尽其职就是每一个属于神的儿女在教会里面都有我们每一个人的责任。
And that means everyone who belongs to the Lord has his or her share of responsibility within the church body.
你听懂吗？
Do you understand that?
如果我是神的儿女，
If I'm a child of God,
如果我已经悔改得救了，
If I have already repented and my sins and be saved,
我是一个基督徒，
Then I'm a Christian.
我是基督的门徒，
I am a disciple of Christ.
我已经成为神的身体的一部分。
And I've already become a part of God's Christ's body.
我是神心意里面教会的一份子。
And I'm a part of the church according to God's will.
我在神的身体里面，我就有一份责任，有一份职责。
And in the will of God, I will have my role or the share of responsibility.
讲白一点，就是我有一份工作。
To make it even more plain, that means I have a job.
我要把这个工作做得好。
And I will, I need to do a good job.
每一个人都有我们在神面前的一份工作。
And everyone has a share of responsibility before God.
这个工作是为了要建立基督的身体，也就是建造神的教会。
And the purpose of the work is to establish, is to build up, the body of Christ.
多年来，弟兄姐妹或者教会里面的人对这个名词，好像就是。非常的拿捏不准，什么名词啊？就是同工。
So many for a long time we find it very hard to grasp this word coworkers.
教会每三个月开一次同工会。
So the church holds these coworker meetings every quarter.
然后一年一度有一个同工退休会。
And every year we have a coworkers retreat.
那我们就想了。
And so then we think.
那谁该去这些聚会？
So who's supposed to attend these meetings?
既然叫做同工会，那就是同工去参加的会议嘛。
So if it's called a co-workers meeting, then co-workers need to attend.
那我就想了。
And so I thought,
我是同工吗？
Am I a co-worker?
谁是同工啊？
So who is?
Who is, yeah. 有没有人跟我说过我是同工呢？
Did anyone tell me that I'm a co-worker?
没有。
No one.
那我不是同工。
Then I'm not a co-worker.
那我就不用去参加同工会了。
Then I don't need to go.
那我要跟你讲。
Well, then I have to tell you this.
教会里面不会有人来跟你说你是同工的。
So no one in the church will tell you that you are a co-worker.
我在这个教会长大。
I grew up in this church.
至少我们教会的25年的这个历史我都参与过。
So I've been participating in this church throughout its 25-year history.
25年里面没有一个人跟我说我是同工过。
So、no one ever told me that I was a co-worker during this 25 years.
说实话，我自己也从来没有把自己当同工过。
And actually, I never thought of myself as a co-worker.
Hi, 你好，我是教会的同工 James.
Hello, I'm a co-worker of the church, James.
同工是什么意思？
So what does it mean, a co-worker?
好，我们花一点时间，我们今天大家把这个名词澄清以后，大家以后都知道了。
So today we'll spend some time clarifying what this word means. And then you will have no problem understanding it.
好，很重要哦。
Very important.
下礼拜会考试。
And we'll have a test next week.
同工就是一同工作的伙伴。
Co-worker is referring to someone who is working with you together.
这个中英文 都适合。
So,
对不对？
Both English and Chinese mean the same thing.
Co-work, work together. 同工一同工作的。Okay?
Co-worker, working together.
一同在一起工作的搭档伙伴就是同工。
If you work together with someone, then you're both co-workers.
那我们就要问了。
And then we will ask.
如果我们是神的儿女，今天我们是神的儿女。
So today we are God's children, aren't we?
我们有没有在主内跟其他的弟兄姐妹们一同工作？
Have we worked together with brothers and sisters in Christ together?
当我看我周遭的弟兄姐妹们的时候，我是把他们当作我的同工，一同工作的伙伴来看待吗？
And when I look around at brothers and sisters in the church, do I consider them my co-workers?
我是不是把我自己当成他的同工呢？
Do I treat myself as his co-worker?
我是不是他的伙伴？
Am I his partner?
那也许我会，你会，我们会问，好，我愿意工作啊，可是我的工作是什么呢？
Or you might say that I'm willing to be a co-worker, but what am I to do?
我在教会里面没做什么事啊。
I haven't done anything in the church.
我们回到神的话了。
And so let us also return to the word of God.
我们刚刚读到以弗所书第十二章。第四章第十二节。
We just read from Ephesians 4:12.
只要是属于神的儿女，在神的肢体里面，在神的教会里面，都有一个职责。
If you belong to God, if you belong to the church, then you have a responsibility.
都有一份工作。
We all have a job.
那问题就是我们有没有在做？
The problem is whether we are we're doing the work.
所以我们如果认真的来看这个话，这个议题的话。
So if we seriously consider this topic,
所谓的同工跟基督徒中间是画等号的。
So the so-called co-workers is really equivalent to a believer.
会不会有一个神的儿女属于神的身体可是不工作的？
Is it possible for someone to be part of the Christ's body and yet does no work?
这个我让你们自己去回答。
So we'll let you answer that question.
但是神的话语很清楚地告诉我们，我们应该如何的来，我们如何的来认识教会里面我们成为一份子的这个意义。
So God's word clearly tells us the meaning of to be a part of the church.
可是我们要注意，我们不是为了工作，我们不是为了在教会里面工作而工作。
So we should also understand that we're not to be a co-worker in the church just for the sake of work.
你是教会的牧师，你当然要大家做事啊。
So if you're the church pastor, of course you want everyone in the church to work.
不是。
No, that's not the case.
我们教会没有任何一项事工是非得必要有人来做的。
So in our church, we don't necessarily have to have someone working on something.
因为我们不是一个组织。
Because we're not an organization.
我们之所以在教会里面要工作的只有一个目的。
So the purpose of work within the church has only one purpose.
就是在第十二节第十五节里面讲的。
And that is in verse 12 and verse 15.
建立基督的身体，我们在凡事上面长进，能够使我们的元首，使我们的头，我们的主，主耶稣基督得到荣耀。
And that is to build up the body of Christ so that we will bring glory to the head of the body, which is Christ.
今天在教会里面，如果有一百五十个信徒
，If we have 150 believers in this church,
如果有一百五十个属于神的儿女
，If we have 150 people who belong to,
这一百五十个属于神的儿女在教会里面都动起来
，If all 150 part of that body is moving,
是主耶稣基督得到荣耀
，Then that brings glory to Christ.
当主耶稣基督得到荣耀的时候。
And when Christ was glorified,
世人就可以看见神的工作,
people will see his work.
我们传福音的时候, 人的心就转向了神。
And when we proclaim the gospel, people's heart will turn to God.
信徒们彼此聚集的时候, 就感觉到在神里面的这个爱的火热。
And as believers gather, we can feel we will feel God's love.
这是神的心意。
And this is God's heart.
那在教会里面, 神就预备了有这样子的一种人。
So in the church, God has prepared people like this.
配合着教会的众弟兄姐妹们一同朝着这个方向来走。
And to work together with the entire church body in that direction.
这种人就是牧人和教师。
And these people are called teachers or pastors.
我们现在回到提摩太前书第五章。
So let us return to 1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书第五章第17节, 你看, 当保罗在告诉提摩太关于长老的事情的时候, 他是这样子说的。
So when in this chapter, when Paul was talking to Timothy about elders in the church, this is what he said.
他说那善于管理教会的长老当以为备受加倍的敬奉, 然后特别提出来的就是什么? 那些劳苦传道教导人的更应当是如此。
So he said in verse 17 that the elders who direct the affairs of the church well are worthy of double honor, especially those whose work is preaching and teaching.
教会里面的牧人有很多的责任。
So in the church, a shepherd has many responsibilities.
我们在第四章的时候我们有提到。
And we mentioned many of these in chapter 4.
可是在第五节的时候, 当保罗受圣灵感动, 当神说, 这个做长老, 做牧者的, 他最重要的两件事情是什么?
If you recall in verse 5, that's chapter 4, when Paul said the two most important things for the qualification of elders, what are those?
传道和教导。
To preach and to teach.
传道和教导。
To preach and to teach.
一个教会里面的传道人, 或者教会的一个牧人, 他可以因为能力的限制, 时间的限制,
So in a church pastor, because of his the limited ability,
or limited time, or
limited time and ability, energy,
他没有办法教会里面所有的事情都管到。
He cannot take care of all the every aspect in the church.
虽然他很希望所有的事情他都能够做得好。
Even though he wants to do everything well.
但是我们都知道人是有限制的,
but we all know that people are limited in their
所以有些事,
energy.
有些事情会顾不到或做不好,
so many things that the pastor cannot pay attention to.
就是我们在神面前我们求神怜悯。
So we ask for mercy before God for this.
但是有两件事情, 这个在教会里面做牧养的人是不可以不做的。
But there are two things that a pastor cannot afford not to do.
就是要用神的话来带领教会的群羊。
And that is to lead the church using God's word.
然后就是将神的福音去传给还不认识神的人。
And to tell the good news of Christ to people who don't know him.
一个做神的管家或牧人的,
if you are to be a shepherd for God,
如果在其他的事情上面做得很好, 然后受人称赞, 但是不讲神的话, 或把神的话讲得不清楚,
if you did everything else very well, but you failed to preach and to teach clearly,
在神的面前交不了账,
and you could not, you can't report back to God this way.
这一点, 不只是对做长老的, 是一个重要的教导, 也是对教会的众圣徒一个重要的教导。
This is an important teaching, not just for pastors and elders, but also this is important teaching for every member of the church.
因为我们做长老的, 做牧人的, 我们要在神的话上面, 我们说神啊, 这是你给我的职责, 我要把它做好。
Because for pastors, this is clearly what God has given them, a responsibility for them to do well.
但是同样的, 我们是属于神, 主耶稣基督的身体, 我们是一起彼此服侍的。
But we're all part of God's body, and we're to serve each other.
所以弟兄姐妹们, 你们, 当你们对这件事情, 当神的话你有清楚的了解的时候,
So brothers and sisters, after you have a clear understanding of God's word,
你就知道你所盼望你心目中所认为最符合神心意的一个牧人应该是什么样子的牧人。
Then you have a pretty clear idea what kind of a pastor is pleasing to the Lord.
对，他要爱你。
And he will love you.
对，他要关心你。
And he will care for you.
他要支持你。
And he will support
you. 他要帮助你。
And he will offer you help.
但是你要他从神的话来帮助你。
But you want him to help you and support you through God's word.
你要让他用神的话来爱你。
And you want him to love you through God's word.
你要让他借着神的话来带领你。
And you want him to lead you through God's word.
他也可以把他的手放在你的肩膀上，给你一些安慰。
He could just have his arm around you and give you support.
但是不信神的人也可以给你这样子一个安慰啊。
But a non-believer can do that too.
他可以用心理学上面给你辅导，让你心里面舒畅。
He can give you psychiatric counseling.
可是不信神的人也可以让你在心理上面得到这样的慰藉。
But a non-believer can do that as well.
所以当你们看你们自己的牧人的时候，你们在神的面前，你要祷告的是，主啊，我心目中一个合乎你心意的牧者是讲你话语，教导我你话语的人。
So when you pray for your pastor and elders, and you are to pray that this is the person that is teaching and guiding and supporting you through God's word.
有一个老牧师。
So there's a senior pastor.
他的名字是Vernon McGee.
His name is Vernon McGee.
麦基老牧师。他现在已经不在世上，他已经在主怀中了。
So he's already gone to be with the Lord.
他有一个让众人许多在美国是众人皆知的一个在电台上面广播的一个讲圣经的一个节目。
So he used to have a radio show.
他用五年的时间。
He spent 5 years.
然后呢，每天半个小时的讲神的话。
Every day he spent half an hour talking about God's word.
他是在牧会多年，他应该牧会了三四十年之后退休以后来做这个节目的。
He pastored for 40 years before turning his attention to the radio show.
他是牧养教会经验非常丰富的一位老牧师。
He was very experienced in the pastoring of a church.
他也是一个有博士学位的圣经的专家。
He also holds a doctoral degree in biblical studies.
那为什么他讲圣经的这个节目这么的出名？
So why is his radio show so well known?
因为他用最简单最生活化让人能够清楚明白认识神的话的这个方式来讲神的话。
Because he was able to explain God's word using plain language, using everyday language everyone can understand.
他有一次说
so once he said,
他年轻的时候，
When he was young,
我想大概二十多岁的时候
，maybe when he was in his twenties，
满脑子想的就是要把神的话传给教会里面的弟兄姐妹。
He was thinking about talking to the church about God's word all the time，
钻研圣经的话
，and to get deeper into God's word，
自己很有领受。
He himself has received a great
这么丰富的知识，他要教给人。
He has such a great vast array of knowledge to share with the congregation.
所以呢，教会里面就看这个年轻的牧师。
So the church was looking at this young pastor.
讲很多东西。
He was talking a lot.
讲得很激动。
He was very excited.
也喜欢讲人的不是，不是讲人的不是，就是讲基督徒的犯的错。
He also was sharing about failings of Christians.
可是有一次呢，他在教会里面跟教会一个年长的一个老姊妹在谈。
So once he was talking to an older sister within his church.
他说我觉得我有一些失败挫折感。
And he said that he felt some of his failings.
为什么我讲了这么多神的真理？
Why is it that after I've been talking to the congregation so much about God's word?
为什么我这么迫切地把神的这些知识交给人？
After such eager and enthusiastic sharing.
可是不但人不觉得很感谢我。
Why is it that people are not grateful?
这也不是最重要的。
And that's not the most important part.
但是我不觉得好像对这些人有任何的一点的好处。
Why is it that they don't feel that they have benefited from this?
这个教会老姊妹很有智慧。
And then the older sister shared this this thoughtful of wisdom.
他跟他说牧师。
He said, Pastor.
他说 他说这些教会里面的人啊，一周工作非常非常疲劳了。
And she said that the church members were very tired after a whole week of full-time work.
当他们一个礼拜好不容易有一次可以来到教会里面要听神的话，从神里面得到安慰的时候。
So they come to the church full of expectations of being comforted and being helped.
他们听不见神的安慰。
But that's not what they hear.
他们好像在上课一样。
It's like they're going back to school.
这个知识丰富到已经他们的他们的这个精神都负荷不下了。
So what you're sharing, the knowledge is so rich that they're getting a mental overload.
这个对这个 McGee 牧师是一个很大的一个打击。
So that was a shock to him.
但是也是一个很好的一个提醒。
But that was a great reminder as well.
因为他发现不是只是要将神的话讲给人听。
And he found that it's not just merely sharing God's word.
他需要知道弟兄姐妹的心灵里面的需要，然后将神的话去喂养给他们。
He needs to know what the believers they need spiritually, and then to feed them what they exactly need.
当然，这也是要经验的。
But that requires experience.
这也是要智慧的。
Also wisdom.
出发点是正确的。
The starting point is correct.
但是怎么样能够实际的将这个事情落实，这就是要神的恩典。
But how to put it into practice requires God's grace.
在教会里面，我们要听见神的话。
So in the church, we need to hear God's word.
在教会里面，我们需要得到神的话而来的安慰。
We need to be comforted. We need to receive the comfort through God's word.
好，这是第一点。
So that's my first point.
第十七节里面讲到，那善于管理教会的长老，就讲到长老是需要管理的。
And in verse 7, it talks about the elders who direct. So that means elders has part of his responsibility directing the church.
管理是怎么管理啊?
But how do we manage?
事实上，管理的第一个要素就是要用神的话来带领。这个叫做神的仆人的管理。
So we are the shepherd needs to guide and to direct the church according to God's word.
十七节就是很清楚的这样告诉我们。
And that's clearly the case from verse 17.
那我们来看一下彼得前书第五章。
If we go to First Peter chapter 5,
今天我跟各位分享的。
So today I'm sharing what I'm sharing.
对我跟 Alex 来说是神要我们做到的。
Is something that both Alex and I feel that God requires us.
但是同时呢，是弟兄姐妹们，你们要对你们的不论是我们教会的牧者，或者你们如果属于其他的教会，你们对你们的牧者要有相同的一个要求。
But at the same time, it's also a requirement for your pastors as well if you're coming from a different church.
这是你对他们的一个期许。
And this is your expectation for your pastors.
彼得前书第五章，好。我们从第一节开始。
First Peter chapter 5 from verse 1.
我们读到第四节。
Read to verse 4.
使徒彼得说，我这做长老的，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来要显现之荣耀的，我劝你们中间与我同做长老的人。
So verse 1, to the elders among you, I appeal as fellow elder and a witness of Christ's suffering,who also will share in the glory to be revealed.
务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意照管他们。
Be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, watching over them.
不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心；也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Not because you must, but because you're willing, as God wants you to be, not pursuing dishonest gain, but eager to serve.
所以在教会里面管理的长老除了教导神的话以神的话做带领之外
So not only are God's shepherd to teach according to God's word in the church
所谓长老的管理就是第二节讲的牧养
And also to shepherd
所讲到的就是照管
And to take care of
照管是父母对待孩子的一个方式
Just like parents take care of children.
你照料他们。
To care for them.
你管理他们。
And to direct them.
然后呢第三节但是不是辖制所托付你们的这些人是要做群羊的榜样。
And verse 3 says, not to lord over these entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
所以在教会里面做管理的不是去管制人。
So the elders that are directing is not to lord over those entrusted to them.
牧人不是老板。
Shepherds are not corporate bosses.
牧人不是教会权力最大的人。
And shepherds are not the one wielding the greatest power.
教会里面只有一个人，只有一个权力，只有一个权柄。
So in the church, there's only one power.
One authority.
One authority.
那就是主耶稣基督。
And that is Christ Himself.
所以呢，一个管理，一个长老的管理是要做榜样。
So the elders are to be examples to the church.
你看第四节到了牧长显现，牧长就是大牧人，大牧人就是主耶稣基督。当他显现的时候，你们这一群做长老、做小牧人的，你们就能够得到那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
So in verse 4, it says, when the chief shepherd appears, and that's Christ Jesus, you, who are the smaller shepherds, will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
所以第二点呢，就是长老、牧人在教会里面要做管理。
So the second point is that elders and pastors are to direct the church.
但是这个管理不是管制。
But this, the direction is not to be lording over your congregation.
也不是指挥。
It's not,
commanding.
It's not to orchestrate.
是做榜样。
But what that means is to be examples.
是做牧养关怀。
It's to be shepherding, to care it, to be caring.
然后要持守神的真道。
And to hold fast to God's principles and teaching.
然后用神的话来喂养弟兄姐妹。
And to teach using God's word.
好，这是第二点。
So this is number two.
第三点。
So number three.
第三点，教会里面，我们如果看中文圣经的话，我们看不出来。圣经里面第十七节，善于管理教会的长老，长老是单数呢，还是复数？
So in the Chinese Bible, it's hard to see this, but in the English version, in verse 17, it mentions the plural form of elder.
英文就看出来了。
We see that clearly in the English version.
英文呢，就是把原文翻译的出来。
And the English version translates the original text exactly.
长老在教会里面是一个复数的名词。
Elders are supposed to be more than one person.
所以如果更适合的翻译，因为中文没有这个 s， 中文没有这样子加一个什么音，使它名词成为复数的。
The Chinese language doesn't put these plural forms directly into.
但是如果我们要讲的话，我们可以说那善于管理教会的众长老。
So we could have translated this directly using a plural form of elder.
你看我们在彼得前书第五章里面刚刚读到的也是一样。
So back to First Peter chapter 5.
他说我劝你们中间。劝你们中间与我一同做长老的。
Which verse is
it? 就是chapter 1 verse 5, chapter 5 verse 1.
So in verse 1, also when it talks about elders, there's also the plural form.
牧养你们中间，牧养在你们中间的群羊。
And to shepherd the flock among you, and this you is referring to a plural form.
不要辖制所托付于你们。
And do not lord over those entrusted to you.
在教会里面
So in the church,
牧师或长老应该是多数制
Pastors and elders are supposed to be more than one single person.
在新约圣经里面，我们也记得，当保罗要求提摩太在各城设立长老的时候，他所设立的长老不是一位，是多位。
We also recall that in the New Testament, when Paul asked Timothy to set up elders among the churches, that's more than one person he's talking about.
当然我们要找有资格的人做长老。
But we have to identify those who are qualified.
但是我们要找多位的长老。
But we also have to find more than one.
我们刚刚讲过。
And we just talked about this.
教会里面不是有一个人做头。
The church is not headed by a single person.
教会是主耶稣基督做头。
The church is headed by Christ
himself. 然后呢，他在教会里面兴起了一群有资格做长老牧者的人来带领他的教会。
And then he raised up a group of shepherds and elders for the church.
弟兄姐妹们，谁能够做长老？
So who are to be elders?
我们在第三章里面看到资格，是不是？
So we saw some qualifications in chapter 3.
第四章里面我们看到他的职责。
We also saw the responsibilities in chapter
4. 我们现在事实上在第五章里面所看到的是这个做长老的在对教会以及对神的面前要负什么样，要怎么样的负一个责任。
And now in chapter 5, we see how they are to bear responsibilities before God for the church.
那教会是谁可以做长老呢？
So who are to become elders in the church?
是不是要把工作放下来全时间服侍的人才能够做长老？
Do they have to give up their full-time work if they were working?
谁能够做牧师？
So who are to be pastors?
是不是你的职业是牧师，你才可以做牧师？
Does it have to be someone who is a pastor by profession?
不知道。
I don't know.
No, I don't know. You don't know. We don't know. 好像不是很清楚。
It doesn't seem very clear.
我是去年大概九月份的时候，大概朱长老跟刘长老在弟兄姐妹们面前说，我跟 Alex 在教会里面做长老。
So, for me, it was last September that Elder Chu and Liu, decided that we could be elders of the church.
Alex 是三年前把工作放下来了。
So Alex, Elder Alex, Pastor Alex gave up his full-time work 3 years ago.
我是今年四月才把工作辞掉的，四月底。
I resigned from my full-time job this April.
那去年九月到今年四月之间，我做不做长老呢？
So from last September to this April, was I an elder of the church?
应该是。
I should have been.
是不是？应该是啊，长老说你要做长老了，那我只好做长老了。
So when Elder Chu and Elder Liu said you're to become elders, and well, brothers and sisters accepted us. So what's the important point?
做教会的长老跟你的工作职业是什么是无关的。
So being an elder doesn't really have anything to do with whether you're working or not.
刘长老和我在教会里面不但有我们自己对自己的期许。
So Pastor Liu and I have
Pastor Alex.
Pastor Alex and I have...
Not only do we have our own personal expectations of what we need to do to serve the church, 然后呢，我们对弟兄姐妹们也有我们对弟兄姐妹们的一个期许。
But we also have our expectations for you.
这是我们努力的一个目的。
And this is what we're striving to achieve.
其中之一是什么？
So one of them is...
我们要在教会的弟兄里面找长老。
We are to identify potential elders among brothers and sisters here.
但是呢，这个不是因为我们要更多的长老。
This is not because we want to have more elders.
这是神对教会的心意。
This is God's will for the church.
需要教会里面的男人能够站起来做带领的工作。
And His will is for the men of the church can rise up and take the role of shepherd.
你记得我们读第三章的时候。
So when we read from chapter 3,
一开始说人如果想要得监督或做这长老的职分，人若想要有这个职分。
And at the beginning it says, if you desire for this responsibility,
他是羡慕善工。
And he needs to desire a noble task.
这不是因为我要在教会里面做头。
This is not because I want to be a head of the church.
也不是让我说话大声。
It's not because I want to speak loud.
然后让我讲的话，人家就非得听不可。
So that they have to obey.
这是一个非常谦卑在神的面前，一个愿意对神负责的一个态度。
This is a humble servant and someone who is willing to bear responsibility.
我在家里面愿意为我的孩子负责，做他们的父亲。
So in my home, I'm responsible to be a father for my children.
我愿意做负责做一家之主, 带领我的妻子儿女。
I'm the head of the household of my household.
因为这是神给我的托付。
Because that's God's God's calling for me.
我是对神负责。
I'm responsible to God.
那今天在神的教会里面,
so in today in God's church,
我是不是愿意遵守神的旨意, 让我自己的品格、性格被神, 被圣灵, 被神的话, 改变, 使得我今天能够为神的教会负责。
Am I willing to allow my own character and my own spirit to be transformed by God's word so that I can be responsible?
所以第三章里面讲的长老的资格不是给我们做牧人、做长老的一个清单。
So in chapter 3, it's not just producing a laundry list for people who are elders and pastors.
是对教会里面的弟兄们说，神的心意是要你们能够为他站起来。
And this is to tell us what God's will is for us, is to rise up for Him.
这就是为什么当我们在教会里面看见姊妹服事的热忱和投入比弟兄多的时候，我们在神的面前我们祷告。
So this is why we need to pray when we see sisters being more fervent and more willing to serve than the brothers here.
因为我们知道神还有工作要做。
Because if we saw that, that means that God's work is still needs to be done.
教会受到这一群爱主的姊妹的服事而得到神的祝福。
The church will be blessed by God because of the sisters, what they put on the line to serve.
但是当教会的弟兄们愿意站起来被神使用的时候，这个教会我们就会看到神更多的祝福。
But when the brothers, when the men in the church are willing to step forward to serve Him, then we will receive even greater blessings.
好，我的太太特别嘱咐我。
So my wife told me especially.
讲了好几次。
Several times.
你不准讲到超过时间。
That when you preach, do not go beyond the allotted time.
所以今天我们只讲第一步。
So today we're only able to finish part one.
所以现在就可以停了。
So we can stop right now.
我们下回再把剩下的这一段经文从继续的讲到这一章的最后。So
next time we will continue in part 2 starting from verse 18.
但是呢，我做一个总结。But
let me conclude and summarize.
你看我今天讲到的主题是什么？So
what is the central theme of my message today?
是长老和教会的关系。
And that is the relationship between the elders and the church.
长老跟教会是神派在一起的。
The elders and the churches are matched together by God.
神在教会里面兴起这群牧者是为了，因为神爱教会。
The reason why God raises up these shepherds for the church is because He loves the church.
所以牧人在教会当中，我们怎么样去爱、去关怀、去支持我们的？
So as the elders and pastors, how do we care for and how do we love our congregation?
我们要用神的话去爱、去关怀、去支持。
We need to use God's word.
我们需要用神给我们的爱去关怀、去爱、去支持。
And we need to use the love that God has given us to love the members of the church.
但是同样的。
So in the same way,
教会的弟兄姐妹也是神所赐给他的牧者的祝福。
In the same way, the sisters and the brothers in the church are God's blessings to the elders and pastors.
弟兄姐妹们，你们要在怎么样的方式来爱、来关怀、来支持你们的牧者呢？
So brothers and sisters, how do you love and to care for your pastors and your shepherds?
你们关心他们。
So you need to care for them.
你们为他们祷告。
You need to pray for them.
你们愿意跟他们一同来爱主。
And you need to be willing to love the Lord along with them.
一同来建造神的身体，神的教会。
And to build up God's church, the church body together with them.
并且能够在他们的服事上面，在生活上面，你们能够为他们能够分力，这个分担怎么讲？就是分这个。 能够为他们分劳,
and to share their burdens during their daily lives and also as pastors of the church.
这是我们下回会再多讲的。
So this is something that we will be explaining more next time.
但是重点是我们彼此之间，我们在主耶稣基督的带领之下，我们是一个阶层的人。
But the most important thing is that we are all under the head of Christ.
我们彼此服侍。
We serve each other.
彼此相爱。
We love each other.
彼此关怀。
And to care for each other.
彼此支持。
To support one another.
使我们的主。
So that our Lord.
主耶稣基督能够得到荣耀。
So that our Lord Jesus Christ will be glorified.
我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢您。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，你是有无穷智慧的神。
You are one with infinite wisdom.
你借着你自己的话语，将你对我们的心意向我们说的明白。
Through your word, you explain clearly your desire for us.
主，我们许许多多的人当初接受福音的时候，我们是何等的喜乐的心来接受。
Many of us, when we received your salvation, we were full of happiness.
我们知道我们是有罪的人。
We knew that we were sinful.
我们知道我们是在这个世上恐惧的人。
We knew that we had a lot of fear living in today's world.
但是主耶稣基督在十字架上面为我们的罪而死。
But Lord Jesus, you died on the cross for us.
赐给了我们一个复活的盼望。
And you gave us a resurrected hope.
是一个永生的盼望。
An eternal hope,
也是在我们今世能够经历到的盼望
and a hope that we can experience living in this life.
然后在我们这个世上成圣做神儿女的过程当中
and in the process of being becoming God's children,
你不断的在我们的生命及生活当中将你的大能大力向我们显明。
You showed us your mighty powers.
你在你的话语上面借着圣灵让我们对主你的心意更明白。
And through the Holy Spirit, you allow us to understand more fully your will.
也借着圣灵以及我们在圣灵面前的谦卑学习，让我们能够更有主耶稣基督的样式。
And through the Holy Spirit and through our studying your word, that we will become even more like Jesus.
愿你祝福你的教会。
May you bless your church.
愿我们的主耶稣基督在我们的教会当中是得着高举的元首。
And may our Lord Jesus Christ be glorified as the head of our church.
愿我们的生命能够活出神的生命的活泼。
And may our lives reflect the living God.
感谢主。
And we thank you.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
And we pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.